Hello, Immortals. Zach here with an exciting announcement. Because of you, our show has been growing. We can make all the content or promotions we want, but it's because of your ongoing support, ratings, reviews, recommendations, posts, comments, Patreon memberships, and just overall engagement that Mortals and Portals has been able to stand out amongst a sea of actual play podcasts. To say thank you for your overwhelming support, we'll be hosting a public live stream on our YouTube channel, Saturday, December 9th from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you're like me and struggle to figure out time zones, that's a start time of 11 a.m. in Los Angeles, California, 2 p.m. in New York City, New York, 7 p.m. in London, England, 8 p.m. in Berlin, Germany, Sunday at 6 a.m. in Sydney, Australia, and Sunday at 8 a.m. in Wellington, New Zealand. We know we have listeners all over the globe, so we did our best to pick a time that is doable for everyone. But the live stream will be recorded if you can't make it, so don't worry. During the live stream, we'll be hanging out, answering questions, playing games, and even doing a couple giveaways for those that attend, including a chance to have Adam draw your character. Should be a good time. We'll be including this announcement in all episodes leading up to the live stream, as well as posting about it on our social medias. But make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel so you don't miss out. We can't wait to see you all there and show our appreciation. All right, that's enough announcements. Episode starting now. Hello, and welcome back to Mortals and Portals, a Pathfinder Real Play podcast. I am your host and GM, Zach, and joining me at the table is...
Adam, and I play Jules, an Azurketti Bard.
I'm Joel, and I play Dax, a Kobold Rogue.
Ryan, and I am Tuff, an Automaton Inventor.
Ooh, Inventor.
Nice.
Ooh.
I'm Taren, and I play Waltz, a Human Champion.
Wow, look at us, just all playing new characters, man. Yeah, last time on Mortals and Portals, Waltz survived, and he was protected by the ley line, and he learned more about where his visions come from. Apparently, something called the Gammeltor, a strand of old magic that looks at branching timelines and possibilities and empowers its champions to guide the course of history, the path of the future, I don't know, something like that. And he was transported in time to a memory... which wasn't a memory, he was actually there, and he saw Child Waltz and his mom, and he got to talk to his mom, and she apparently can wield this Gammeltor, and she told him about it, and then told him he had to go back, and he did, and he was alive. And Dax also observed the Ley Line explosion and saw a bunch of, like, crazy magical lights and flakes from this explosion rain down on him, burn his skin, and then he saw his veins glowing all sorts of crazy colors, so something's going on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, Walt's got, like, a magic show. Listen to the episode, okay? And then they were just like, hey, let's go. Like, let's get out of here. Sindor is probably not dead. Let's go. So they got on their horses, and they took off. And then Jules woke up in the cave. Seriously, have you guys... we've seen some downloads. Some of you guys are skipping episodes. If you skipped last episode, go back and listen to it.
That it's probably so wild.
It's not even edited yet, and it's probably my favorite. What do you got? For some reason, everyone just listened to episode 25 and, like, skipped a bunch of episodes before it. Dude, episode 24 is one of my favorites. Like, what, like, listen to all the episodes. Anyway, sorry, enough of that. maybe I shouldn't be so descriptive in my openings. Maybe they're like, yeah, okay, I get it.
Zach's just going to tell me.
I'm triggered by it. Go listen to them all. Like, you can't just skip part of the story. Like, what are we doing here? Anyways, yeah, so then Jules woke up in the cave, and he was like, oh my gosh, like, how am I alive? Like, where's Ryu? Smith was in there bandaged up. There's, like, a boiling pot, something. Someone else was clearly involved. He doesn't know what's happening. You know, he's all mad, goes outside, and sees a Drake Knight show up, but only this Drake Knight got shot, and then he falls over, and then he sees Tuff from his origin. You know that, like, cat automaton? I said it right, automaton, from his backstory. So he knows Tuff. Tuff basically gave him the rundown in a very blunt way that Ryu died taking out Desmar, and then Smith saved Jules, and he tracked him and then found him in the cave and nursed him back to health. And then Tuff also revealed that he is here for a job to get the Arcanor. Obviously, Jules doesn't know the Arcanor is destroyed. He's like, look, man, if you help me out, I'll let you have the Arcanor because I want to take out Sindor. And yeah, they agreed on that, and then they hopped on Smith and took flight. Wow. I'm excited to play. Are you guys excited to play?
I'm excited to finally be cool. back right. playing.
Well, yeah, now that we all get to play again.
Yeah,
that's where we ended our session. So that is where we will start our session with Tuff and Jules in the air atop
you
there.
You don't like it? Hippogriff. Tough.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys are on Smith. It is still nighttime. The lightning has ceased. It is still raining slightly. There's lots of dark clouds in the sky. Yeah, is there anything you guys want to say to each other as you're flying?
Tough, where are we going?
Keep your eyes peeled, Jules. We're looking for basically a big old crate.
Okay, how big are we talking?
I put my hands out to the side. I don't know, big.
Like it's just going to be out here somewhere?
Jules, a crate in the woods. There's going to be only one.
Fair enough.
Can both of you roll me a perception check?
17.
21.
So as you guys are flying, arguing about the size of this crate and the feasibility of finding it, you have been flying for some time, and something gathers your attention as you look down towards the ground. You're flying deeper into Pegos. You're maybe going to be out of it soon. And Jules, you instantly recognize this location as Forgoth's lair. And from the safety of the sky, sort of obscured by these dark clouds, you're looking down and you see many Drake Knights running around frantically, yelling to one another. And you're hearing phrases like,
"No way anyone survived this. The Drakes are probably dead, but never count out Sindel. Keep digging."
And they're throwing these blocks to the side, yelling at one another. And as you stare down, you start to see green light glowing, slipping through the cracks, giving a subtle glow, and the rocks start to tremble.
Oh, get back, what's going on?
And then there's this huge explosion that sends much of this rubble flying, and it forms a massive crater in the ground as all the Drake Knights dive out of the way to safety. And as you stare down into this crater, Jules, you sort of recognize this figure faintly as Sindor, who you saw riding atop his drake when you flew out to the ship to get Ryu. As you're staring at this, you see Sindor knelt over with one knee in the ground, and he has fractures all over his body, glowing with this green energy, and the Drake Knights are starting to inch closer towards him. And then Sindor stands up and lets out a yell. And you see green lightning just shoot out of his body into the sky. It's this brilliant display as you veer Smith to the side behind some darker clouds and make haste out of this area and fly to safety. What do you guys do?
Holy crap, what the heck was that?
Sindor.
Man, I'd heard stories, but I didn't expect something like that.
Tough, that's where I was headed. I don't know how this all happened, what went down there, but it's not good.
Well, you said he's got the Arcanar, right? So it's gotta be over there?
I can't say for sure. It was in his possession where I was headed, but that's where I last saw my friends. They went on to his keep, and I was to go on from there, but they must have ended up back at Forgoth's lair. I really don't understand what that was, but it's not good.
Well, did you get a chance to see your friends over there?
I didn't.
All right, well, I can tell you this for sure. We're definitely not headed there right now.
Agreed. I do know my friends Waltz and Dax are smart enough not to be anywhere near there. I need to think about this.
Well, all right. I guess if we're going to heist this Arcanor, we're probably going to need some help. But this Dax and this Waltz, can we trust them?
Trust them with my life, just as I would you.
All right, well, I'll take your word for it. But anyway, let's get to this crate before we do anything else.
With haste.
Real quick, Jules. This Dunedas guy.
Yes.
Hey, you guys met him yet?
Yes, back in Karos.
All right. Well, this is a smaller island than I thought, then.
I know you mentioned him before. Have you met him?
Can't say that, but this organization that I'm involved with, they just said that He may have been the one to create the Arcanor, so I just figured he might be a good place to start. You think we'll find him along the way?
I'd imagine he's back at Kara's. He did create the Arcanor, but Sindor tricked him into using it for his benefit.
Sindor, huh?
Yes, the bilge rat.
Well, Carlos, that's a city here?
Yes.
Huh. Think it could be worth checking out going over there?
Suppose it may not hurt. Smith will certainly get us there faster than we would be on foot, but we just don't have much time to waste. I do need to find my friends, but I can't say I know where they are.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, first things first, let's make it to that crate. And I lean towards Smith. Maybe stay low. And I rustle his feathers to get us down closer to the land.
All right, with that, Smith pins his wings back, dive bombs a bit, and then opens his wings back up and starts to sail towards the location you presume the crate to be. And with that, we'll cut over to Dax and Waltz. You guys have been riding on horseback through the night, trying to do your best to make it towards Karos. Is there anything you guys want to say to each other in this time?
Dax, I never thank you for saving me back there. Gotta be honest, I didn't think I would make it out alive.
Oh, Waltz, I can hardly say I saved you. I mean, you're the one who held up the shield. I just threw the bomb.
Yeah, well, guess either way, thanks for coming back for me. How much time you think that bought us?
I don't think I'd be foolish enough to try to guess. Sindor's continuously been more powerful than I've thought. So, like you said, I think we just need to get away as fast as we can and try to make it to Karos where we can see some friendly faces before he catches up.
Yeah, I guess this time we just won't have Dunedas to help us out.
Can the two of you roll me a perception check?
Yeah. 9.
23.
That's better.
Waltz, you're sort of just sitting there pondering all this new information you've received, bearing the weight of what's going on, and you're kind of tunnel vision ahead. Dax, ever perceptive, you guys have clearly made it into Enoch, left Pagos behind you. And as you're riding, you're starting to approach a tree line. You think you can get your horses through there, no problem. But it is thicker than the path you've been taking. And as you approach this, you start to hear wings flapping in the distance, coming up behind you. What do?
I turn around and look, Zach. I look at it.
You look over your shoulder in to the darkness, the dark sky behind you, and you just see the vague silhouette of expanded wings through the rainy, dark sky coming your way.
Well, it's behind us. Let's go. Once we get in these trees, stay hidden.
You got it, buddy.
Right, the two of you slap the reins on your horse, not knowing what's behind you, ride into the tree line, skid your horses to a stop, try to calm their emotions as you try and stay silently hidden in the tree line as this flying creature passes overhead. Jules and Tuff, you begin to approach the landing spot of this crate you are after as you fly into Enoch and sail over a tree line and come sweeping down into a grove within the trees. Smith lands gracefully in this opening. What do?
It should be around here somewhere.
I'll hop off Smith and grunt in pain from my injuries. And can I make a perception check?
All four of you can roll me a perception check.
Okay.
I think I know what's happening.
What's
we
what
all
is
that
it?
One.
Actually,
no, go our separate
we
ways.
We never find each other.
18.
Nat 20, yo.
Also nat 20.
I also got a nat 20. Dude, we got three nat 20s.
Wait, no,
that
no way. Also,
you beat lying. The game.
That wasn't my first roll as Tough, was it?
I got a nat 22, guys.
Wow.
Your dice is 22 really on it?
I don't want
I straight
that
up got a nat 20. Yeah.
That's
I
so cool.
I was excited about my 18 before, but.
So first of all, Tough, immediately you're looking around and you don't see your crate, but you know it's supposed to be here. You're definitely in the right spot. You're looking at your map and all the landmarks seem correct.
There's no way I could have miscalculated.
Jules, you're noticing that Tough seems to be a little confused. Doesn't know where he's at. And you start to scan the tree line. Waltz and Dax, you peer out through the tree line after watching this creature land and instantly recognize it to be Smith. And Standing next to Smith is Jules. Jules, you just locked eyes with Waltz and Dax. Guys, you see Jules. Jules is in the clearing. What are you guys doing? What's happening? Oh, my gosh.
Jules.
Oh my gosh, guys.
And Waltz will start running forward. Waltz? Dax, it's Jules. It's Smith.
Jules?
Dax? Waltz?
I'll run up to him, and I'll embrace him.
Waltz will pull Dax into the hug. Similar hug we had in Forgas Lair.
Right.
With all three of us last time we saw each other.
Jules, you're alive.
So are you.
Barely.
We ran into Sindor, Jules. We have a little bit of time. Where's Ryu? Did you find him?
Jules looks at him in the eye, and then he just looks down.
What is he? Is he running behind?
I'm sorry, boys. I did get him. He was with us. He was right there. And I look back to Smith. From what I understand, he sacrificed himself to save me.
No.
No, but he can't. He can't be dead. He's got to be alive somewhere, right? We could still go get him, right?
I'll turn to Waltz and look at him. He's gone, Waltz. I don't know what else to say. I'm so sorry.
Waltz will look down at Dax and kind of await his reaction while his eyes swell up with tears and drop to a knee, put a hand down on the ground, and tears will start to run down his face as he has his head dropped.
Not another one, Jules. We can't have lost another person to this.
We were attempting to escape Kuripan. I had just rescued Ryu from the ship, and as we took off, Desmar appeared. Did our best to get away from him, but it was just too powerful. He knocked me off of Smith, and...
What about the gun?
It has to be gone as well.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I knew exactly what happened, but I was knocked unconscious. I came to in a cave with Smith and, well, an old friend.
Dax will kind of look over to Tuff.
What do they see, Ryan?
Tuff is still looking at his forearm compartment with his etched notes about where this care package should be. It's getting more and more wet with the rain and harder for him to read, and he's just kind of looking around, and he'll turn towards the group and start making his way. I didn't fully get a chance to describe what Tuff looked like last session. Jules has seen him before. Dax and Walt certainly haven't, but I'll give a quick description of how he looks now. So as mentioned previously in Jules' origins in last episode, Tuff is a small automaton made to look like a cat. So he's made from black metal. He's got a couple cat ears. The left one's got a bit of a chip missing from it. Some fang-like teeth, all that good stuff. He wears a pair of goggles on his forehead, and between the goggles is a tuft of faux cat fur sticking out. There are a few differences from Tuff's time with Jules that Jules may notice. One of the biggest things that I said last episode was a silver-colored left arm that doesn't match the rest of his black metal body, because, as one might recall, Tuff lost this arm from supposed cannon fire. To this day, Tuff doesn't think those were cannons, though. So.
Nah, I don't think so.
Also, just in general, some more wear to Tuff's body. He's missing his tail. There's a crack at his eyeball that looks similar to like a scar that maybe was from a time when he outfitted maybe a new eye at some point. And then clothes-wise, he wears kind of like a sleeveless fitted engineering jumpsuit type thing, and he carries a pistol that I mentioned last episode as well at a like rib holster. I don't know what you call those, but like you see, you know, policemen wear sometimes. And I'll walk up to the group. If you all are done with your awkward and melancholy reunion, maybe we can get down to the business here.
Boys, this is a friend from home. His name's Tuff. We used to run together.
Yeah, howdy. Dax, sounds like a little kobold name. Is that you?
Yeah, that's me. Jules, is he always this callous?
Unfortunately, yes. But he did save me.
Waltz, you look like a strong idiot. Do I have that about right?
Tuff, if you don't mind, we've just lost a friend.
Yeah, well, I'm about to lose a little bit of money if we don't get moving here.
What are you after?
I kind of glare for a second, and then I look over at Jules, remembering that he trusts these guys, and Tuff certainly trusts Jules. Well, if you guys are going to help us out, I suppose I can fill you in a bit here, but I'm after an artifact called the Arcanor. Jules says you guys might have heard of it.
At the mention of the Arcanor, Jules will turn to Waltz and Dax and say, what have you two? What What happened at Scale Keep?
Jules, there's been a lot that's happened since you've been gone.
Well, we got there. Dax came away with the Arcanor, but Sindor got his hands on Dunadast, and what? He's dead.
What do you mean he's dead? What do you mean Sindor got his hands on him?
Dax gets noticeably nervous or, like, fidgety during this, but doesn't stop to correct anything.
You'll see Tuff's eyes widen. Wait. Say that one more time.
Waltz will reply, but he's more looking at Jules than replying to Tuff, and he'll say, yeah, he's gone.
Dunadast is dead?
I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say he is.
I don't understand. What does Sindor have to do with wanting to kill Dunadast?
Well, as far as I know, Dunadast knew a lot about the Arcanor, and when he was telling us about it in Karros, he said that he got away from Sindor's plan, stopped helping him. But turns out maybe he needed him again, or maybe he killed him because he had ties to us. I'm not sure.
It doesn't make sense. Dunadast, he's too smart. He's too nice. Nobody would have any reason to kill him. And even if someone put him in a situation like that, he'd definitely find a way out.
And how do you know Dunadast?
We're familiar. We've got a bit of a history, we'll say. And I know him well enough to know that he wouldn't just go and get himself killed like that.
Jules will look at you a little confused because what you told me earlier did not lead me to believe that you've met Dunadast before.
I'll just kind of side-eye Jules as well, but not say anything.
Jules, are you sure we can trust him?
I trust him with my life.
Well, and he's going to have to start talking a bit more. How do you know Dunadast?
All right. Dunadast was my, Dunadast was my father.
Wait. Uh-oh.
He was your father?
Yeah, well, in a manner of speaking, I suppose. Sure you can tell.
Oh, right, yeah.
Did he create you?
I'll tap my arm and you'll hear some tinging of the metal. Dunadast created me about, maybe 30 or so years ago. Timeline's a little bit shaky, but, well, he's the closest thing I have to anything that I could call a father.
I don't believe this.
So I'm sure you can understand why I'm a little bit peeved that I just found out he's dead. And there's got to be something you're not telling me, because I know he wouldn't put himself in a situation like that.
Well, I fought in this battle to attain leadership of the Drake Knights, at least temporarily. I actually fought Geldir, and I'll look over to Jules.
I'll look at him, eyes very wide.
Yeah, Geldir came back and tried to kill me once again. I had him sent to the dungeon, and I went down to talk to him one last time, and there I saw Dunadast in the cell, dead. Geldir said he must have been poisoned.
Oh, really? So you're telling me the guy we just saw create an enormous green explosion killed Dunadast by poisoning him?
I don't know how it happened. Maybe he did it to himself. Maybe he was so afraid of the knowledge that he had where he didn't want to help him out. Maybe he didn't see any other option. I don't know.
No, there's no way. Dunadast wouldn't waste his intelligence like that.
Listen, I don't know how it happened, but I know we don't have much time.
No, we don't.
We, did have the Arcanor, but, we destroyed it.
Tuff is just angrily pacing now, putting his hands on the top of his head, and then maybe throwing them to the side. You're right, we do got a job to do, but I don't believe this.
You said you destroyed the Arcanor?
Yeah.
What?
I already said that.
At Forgast Lair?
Yeah, did you see the ruins?
They're not there anymore.
You mean to tell me the only other reason I'm here, the Arcanor, you guys destroyed it?
We didn't see any other way. It is the source of all of Sindor's power, and we knew it'd create an explosion, and
we needed to slow him down.
It was the only way we saw.
I look at Jules and throw my hands up in the air. This is what we're working with?
Enough, Tuff.
Well, newsflash for both of you. You didn't slow him down. He just blew himself out of whatever crater hole rocks that you made over there.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, we were flying by on Smith, and boom, right out of the ground, like daisies.
Then we need to leave. Now.
All right, everyone calm down. We're getting nowhere. What do we do now?
Well, even if he's alive, I have a hard time believing his Drake is. So we did slow him down. We have a little bit of time, but we do have to decide where we go next.
We were heading to Karos.
That's where we were going.
It's the only place we have allies. We need some shelter. We need to heal up. All of us are in a bad way.
Tough. I'm sorry about Dunadast. Truly, I am. He was a dear friend to me as well. But believe me when I tell you that these guys here are as close as a crew as I've ever been in. In fact, and I'll look back to them, we're Digsby's crew.
Yeah.
And then I'll turn back to Tuff. You don't have to join us if you don't want to, but we could really use your help.
Tuff will look down, thinking of Dunadast, not even being able to process any of this right now, and just breathe out a sigh. What the heck is a Digsby?
And I'll chuckle. I'll chuckle a little bit, and I'll say, we still have a lot to catch up on. What do you say after all this is done, I buy you a beer?
Make it a coffee and you got a deal.
Deal.
I stick my paw out again.
I grab it like we've done 100 times before because we're old buddies.
I'll look to Dax and Waltz. All right, well, we might as well trust each other. Anyway, Jules and I were looking for a cache of supplies that should be sent to me from the organization that I'm working with. And, well, I think there might be some useful stuff in there. Maybe we can help each other find this.
I'll look to Waltz and Dax.
Dax is noticeably just kind of deadpan. He's got a big old pit in his stomach just from the whole Dunadast thing. And
can I make a perception check to see if I pick up on that? That is a 26.
You do notice that Dax is a little on edge. You could chalk it up to just the tense situation, but he does seem a little bit off.
I take note of it, but I don't say anything.
Yeah, he seems maybe less enthused than you think maybe should be, having just reunited with you, Jules. Head down, fidgeting, and that kind of thing.
Let's find this supply cache. What do you say, boys?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, well, I don't read smudge, and I look towards my notes, but I'm pretty sure it said it should be around here somewhere.
Tuff, can you roll me a perception check?
On it.
Whoo!
24.
Tuff, as you say smudge, you think for a moment, and then look back at your map and realize the rain caused some of the ink to bleed, so you're somewhat reading the map a little bit wrong, and you feel relieved because you realize the crate should be just about 100 feet to the north.
Unwilling to admit my fault. I just read this last line here. 100 paces from here. And I start walking in that direction.
I'll start to turn to follow, but then I'll stop and turn back to them and I'll say, I'm sorry about Ryu. And then turn back and I'll follow Tuff.
Waltz will look down to Dax and step off to follow them, but stay back with him. Not necessarily looking at him, but he'll hang back with Dax.
All right, so you guys follow Tuff. He's starting to look a little bit excited, reading his notes, checking them every now and then, and he starts to go into a light jog. You guys do your best to keep up, and Tuff, you do see a crate resting between a open field with a few trees around it.
Uh-huh. See, what did I tell you?
Wonderful. Well, lead the way.
Well, what does it look like I'm doing, Jules?
Leading the way, I suppose.
You're lucky you're pretty.
You always say that.
You, with the hair, you look like you can carry things. Why don't you help me bust this thing open?
Waltz is following, but he's not really, I don't think, mentally prepared to kind of deal with the next task yet or do what this new character is saying. So I think Waltz is just going to kind of take a seat by a tree and lean up against it and kind of hang his head a little bit.
Dax will slowly walk up to Waltz and sit down at the same tree, lean his back against it, not really looking at him, just kind of looking off into the middle distance like Waltz is, and ask, how are you doing, Waltz? I can see how you're doing physically. I guess I mean more than that. How are you holding up?
Oh, I guess I'm just ready for this all to be over, Dax.
I hear you. What happened down there? What happened after the... Like, what do you remember from
from when the Arcanor went off?
Honestly, it was great.
Daxel kind of cock his head a little bit to the side at that.
All I remember is being back in the market in my hometown with my mom and saw myself as a kid again. And, you know, if it were up to me, I'd probably choose to stay there.
It does sound nice.
Turns out there's some force that isn't done with me here yet.
Well, I guess that's noble of you to stick around and figure out what that is.
What about you, Dax? How are you doing?
You know, Waltz, I've been better. I mean, back home was a lonely life, and with as often as we've run into loss here, I'm starting to think that that might have been better. The grass is always greener, you know.
Sorry to disappoint you, Dax, but you're not alone anymore. And I'll put my hand on Dax's shoulder and stand up, and I'll help Dax to his feet.
Dax will just kind of chuckle at that, and you're right. You're a good guy, Waltz. I'm happy to have met you.
Let's see this through for Ryu and Dunadast and Digsby.
Hearing Dunadast again in that context will just kind of put a pit in Dax's stomach, and he won't really say anything in response to that. He'll just stay quiet.
After Tuff asks Waltz for his help with getting the crate open, and Waltz just starts his conversation with Dax, I'll say, all right, or go hang out underneath a tree. Jules, why don't you help me out with the crate?
Sure. Let me see if I can help. I raise a hand up in my stance for magic missile and attempt to shoot the box.
Whoa. There's precious cargo in there. You don't just go blasting these things.
I'm just shooting a part of it. I'm not shooting it right in the middle.
Look, it's a crate that they sent to me and expected me to be able to open.
Well, do you need to save the crate?
I'm just saying there's some things in there that might, you know...
Fine. I'll take out my trident instead.
Sheesh, I'm working with amateurs here. Jules, how long has it been?
Long enough, apparently. And I'll try to pry it open.
Funny, because he's not helping at all.
Yeah. Waltz and Dax, as you stand up, you look over and see them kind of bickering to each other. You see Tuff just sort of standing there, like, telling Jules what to do, and Jules digs his trident in, pries it open. You see the front of the crate open, hits the ground. Tuff, you take a peek inside, and there's nothing inside. And as it opens, you hear... Drop your weapons! And you hear the sounds of bows drawing back and swords coming out of their sheath.
What the heck is going on?
Tuff, what is this?
I don't know. I don't recognize these guys.
It's a trap.
Uh-oh.
And you all turn towards the tree line, and you see a bunch of trembling bows looking like some weak soldiers are trying to muscle the string back, and you see some unconfident stances in the tree line with some wobbly kneed soldiers looking like they've barely held a sword before. And then you hear, wait, Waltz, Jules, Dax. And stepping out of the brush, you see Ira from Karos, the dwarf woman who Ryu taught how to fight. And you quickly discern that these are the soldiers that he trained. They're wielding some old Drake Knight weapons. And Ira steps forward. Lower your weapons. This is your guys' crate? What's going on here?
Yeah, it's my crate. Did you already go inside of it?
Tuff.
Who's this?
Ira, it's so good to see you.
What happened? Hold on. I'm getting ahead of myself. Look, we can't talk here. It's not safe. We have a somewhat of a base of operations, I guess you could say, set up. Karos was attacked. It's a long story. If this is your crate, we have everything back at our hideout, okay? It's just we thought this was for the Drake Knights. We set up this ambush. Is everyone okay? Are you good to travel?
I'll look back at Dax and Waltz.
I think we're good to travel, Jules.
I'll turn back to Ira and just nod my head.
She cocks an eyebrow. Well, assuming those are your horses, gather them and follow me.
Right.
Dax will nod and head to the horse.
We're going to need to travel quietly. Please, no talking until we get there. We've been protecting this route the best we can. Understand?
You got that, Tuff?
I shoot a look at Jules. Huh, very funny.
We're ready.
Let's go. Okay, so you gather your horses. You gather Smith. You fall in line. You follow behind Ira, who's leading you through a bit of a rabbit trail through the terrain. through the dead of night, you can tell she knows this trail very well, doing their best to cover their tracks. You travel for perhaps an hour or two, and you start to find yourself in a flat spot amidst this rocky terrain with rows of trees. And on these trees, you see apples as Ira continues to guide you deeper into this orchard.
Wow.
Nice.
And as you take note of these apples, Ira looks at you with her eyes, shooting a bit of a glare, one that is telling you to not get distracted and to continue to follow her. And she guides you past a humble cabin, around the back, and opens some cellar doors and gestures you all inside.
Having to look around, I'll have a good idea of where we're at right now, and I'll look back to Dax and Waltz and just give them a nod and a smile.
Yeah, I think after everything, this is probably like the most uplifting thing that's happened in a while.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll return his look with a smile as well.
It's the first place we've kind of felt any sort of peace.
Tough to notice everybody looking at the apples and crying, and I'll say, what is with you guys in sentimentality?
Shh.
Shh. They're just apples.
Get in. Get inside. Ira is like gesturing you all down into the cellar.
Sheesh.
So you guys descend the stairs into the cellar. You walk in. It's a dirt floor and there's some torchlight, and you look to your right and see many barrels of cider creating rows throughout the cellar. And you see a lot of makeshift cots set up as some people of Karos stand up.
It's them. It's Digsby's crew. Oh, it's really them. Oh,
and they stand up all excited. And then you hear Toriel. What? They're back? And she's making her way through the crowd. Oh my, look at you guys. You're all beat up. Come here. Take a seat. Take a seat now. One at a time.
Oh, well, really, it's not too bad. Dax patched me up a little bit.
Toriel, it's so good to see you.
It's good to see you all too. Jules, how are you doing? Looks a little flustered.
I wish I could say I was doing better, but it is good to see you.
Where's Ryu? I got some ointment. I was thinking of his sunburns and everything, and I made sure I grabbed some before we left.
I look to Walt and Dax, and then I just look at her and shake my head and look down.
She can read in your face what happened and recognize that same look when she was the one who pronounced Digsby dead, and understands what you're saying. Gives a nod. You can tell she takes a moment to gather herself. Well, you guys need some attention and some rest, it looks like. Listen to me. I know you want to plan. I know you want to talk about stuff. I know you have a lot on your minds, but here's what's going to happen. I'm going to patch each and every one of you up, and then you're going to get some sleep. We have plenty of scouts watching the area. We'll wake you up if anything happens. But right now, Digsby's crew needs some rest. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Whoa, sure.
Oh, gosh. She didn't even see you. She just looks down. Oh, my goodness. Automaton, I don't think I have much experience with that, but you look like you're in good shape. She tilts her head, a little confused.
I just got here too, so I'm probably about as confused as you look right now.
Okay.
Savage.
Very well.
Toriel, was it?
Yes, and you are?
You can call me Tough. I believe there are matters of my crate at hand.
Ira interjects. Everything in your crate is safe. We'll have plenty of time to deal with that in the morning, all right? We just need to lay low for now.
Tch, I'll believe it when I see it. How about you point me in the direction of your coffee?
Maybe in the morning we can go up to the cabin and brew some coffee, but just for now, you need to rest. The GM is trying to let you rest. Don't you guys want to rest? You haven't rested in like 15 episodes.
We do.
Stop fighting me on this.
Right. We're barely associated with this guy.
I don't need it. I'm full health.
So Toriel guides each of you over to some cots set up amongst the row of cider barrels. You guys sit there for a while, catch up on everything, fill everyone in on everything that's happened. Waltz even shares that he was commander of the Drake Knights briefly. Jules tells you all about blowing up a ship in Kurapan, of Ryu's heroics. Of course, this makes you sad, but you're proud to hear of what a brave warrior he was, and find it very fitting that he went out taking down Desmar. Of course, Ryu then thinking he has killed Rhaegorn and Desmar single-handedly to make up for missing out on Forgost. And Dax doesn't tell you about Dunedain, but
tells you about his heroics taking the Arcanor and fighting off this bloodthirsty beast. Waltz tells you about fighting Geldir, Boric. Jules tells you how he even got Ryu off the ship and about Ryu's shenanigans with the spoon. You all share a good laugh, maybe a little bit of tears welling up in your eyes. And during that time, Toriel heals each of you for 30 hit points and commands you to go to sleep. And that is where we'll end our session. Man, how long has it been since you guys were able to end a session with some rest? Ah, man.
I can't remember the last time
I'm excited to reminisce
episode
about this.
Episode 4, 3.
So guys, just shut up, please. Would you shut up? Okay, yeah. I was just getting a sense we were about to talk about it. And hey, guys, thank you for your vocal editing, sound effects, music, and artwork. Because really brings this show to life. Gives us that extra little pop we need. And does anyone know Owen Wilson, by the way? We have this theory that if we can just get Owen Wilson to say mortals and portals, wow, then our show would just like blow up. So if you know Owen Wilson and can get him to do that, I'm not talking an impersonator, like we need Owen Wilson. So if anyone's friends with Owen Wilson, get him to say that, then our show will take off. But if you can't do that, just, you know, tell a friend. Give us a good rating, give us a good review, like, share, all that stuff really helps us out. Thank you so much, and yeah, we'll see you next time, mortals. Please, no talking until we get there. We've been protecting this route the best we can. Understand?
You got that, Tup?
I'll shoot a glare at Dax. Yeah, I got that.
I didn't say that.
Oh, sorry.
I mean, I know I killed your dad, but damn.
All right, sorry, I'm messing this up.